Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 211 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 9th of March 2025. Scottish at all, I know, but on the 9th of March 1842, Giuseppe Verdi's third opera, Nabucco, premiered in Milan, and established Verdi as one of Italy's foremost opera composers. I know the chorus of the Hebrew Slaves is a big favourite of Vida and Hamish Brown in Corby. So our first dance today is The New Opera, an 8x32 bar jig by John Drury, from 1995 in his Australian book. One's set, cross down and cast left, into right shoulder rails of three across. Then eight bars of pass and corners half turn and twirl. Once, half turn and twirl to opposite sides, and all three couples chase clockwise halfway. The music I have chosen is Ian MacPhail's recording for the Gillyflower, which begins with Opera Dance by William Nisbet. And his band played Opera Dance by William Nisbet, then four traditional jigs, the opening chorus, Happy and Light, the Village Festival, and Our Dread Monarch, then Air from Haydn and Air from Light Cavalry. Our first reel is really an English country dance, which has snuck into our repertoire. Opera reel is for six couples in a longwise set. For a change from the usual CD I would go to for this, which is an English dance CD, G. Jim Lindsay and his band start with Sur le Pont d'Avignon. Played the traditional Sur le Pont d'Avignon, then three by Don Bartlett, Smiling Lilla, April Fool, and The Merry Ground, and the final tune was his own, Carol's Fancy. For our eight-time Strathbey, we'll have a Francis Waldock dance, The Italian Tryst, which is published in his book From the Danube to the Liffey. Four of the travelling dancers spent 2 weeks going from Rome to Budapest as they travelled throughout Europe, going from one SCD event to another. In this dance, ones and twos turn 1 1/4 to the centre line for half a reel of four, while twos at the top turn out to the sides, ones turn, then turn about and cast right to face first corners. Set two and turn corners. The last eight bars, all set, turn two hands, ones 1 1/2 to own sides, and all set. Again, no recording, and this is David Hall and his band from Real Friends 2.
Thank you.
That track was Brunette d'Écosse from David Hall and his band. And the tunes were David Hall's compliments to the Rousseaus, Mrs. Ady by Major William Logan, The Kale Pot and The Weavers of Newley, both traditional. Another appropriately named jig is Streets of Milan by Jim and Marilyn Healy. Fairly straightforward, ones lead down for four, back up for two, and turn into promenade hold facing second man. Reel of three on the side with the men, then reel of three on the side with the ladies. The last eight bars is a meanwhile, as ones cross up, cast, cross down, and cast, twos and threes dance rights and lefts, beginning on the sides. The instructions for this dance are included on the CD from Luke Brady, Take Your Partners for Volume 1. Luke Brady's Scottish Dance Band began with the Connaughtman's Ramble, then the Man from North Connell and Jim McAllister's Jig, both by Callum McLean, and Mo Rutherford's Jig, which is by Luke Brady, for Streets of Milan, which ties us neatly to our next event. On this day, 1908, Inter Milan was founded as an international football club following a split with AC Milan. Not many football-related dances, except Football Time, a two-couple reel devised by Anne de Jean during COVID, as her family played football with her son most days. Circle to the right, all Petronella, and set. Reel of four. Petronella, set. Half right hand across, and set. Rights and lefts. Looking for a six times through recording, I came across Crossing the Line, for which the original tune is Scott Meikle, before that dance was written. This is Leonard Brown's version. Scottish Dance Band played Scott Meikle by George Meikle, Randall's Reel by Graham Mitchell, A Ken Ken McKen Ye Ken by Leonard, Jim Lindsay's Magic Box by Bill Cook, and Jim Lindsay's Three Score and Ten by Leonard. Barbie is a fashion doll created by American businesswoman Ruth Handler, manufactured by American toy and entertainment company Mattel, and was based on the adult-figured German Build Lily doll, which Handler had purchased while in Europe. Upon her return to the United States, Handler redesigned the doll, and the doll was given a new name, Barbie, after Handler's daughter, Barbara. The doll made its debut at the American International Toy Fair in New York City on March the 9th, 1959. This date is used as Barbie's official birthday. Barbie's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts, and her parents' names are given as George and Margaret Roberts from the fictional town of Willows, Wisconsin, in a series of novels published in the 1960s. Barbie has an on-off romantic relationship with her then-boyfriend Ken, full name Kenneth Sean Carson, who first appeared in 1961. Mattel has created a range of companions and relatives for Barbie. She has three younger sisters, Skipper, Stacy, and Chelsea, named Kelly until 2011. Retired members of Barbie's family included Todd, a twin brother to Stacy, Chrissy, a baby sister, and Francie, a cousin. Barbie's friends include Hispanic Teresa, Midge, African-American Christy, and Stephen, Christy's boyfriend. Barbie was also friendly with Blaine, an Australian surfer, during her split with Ken in 2004. Well, there aren't that many more doll dances than football dances, but I found a medley called The Old Rag Doll, and I reckon there weren't so many rag dolls after Barbie made an appearance. This dance is in a Longwise set, danced from first place in Strathbay time and second place in real time. Not my favourite format, but here are the Kerfuffle Cayley Band with a suitable track called Latvian Lass. Thank you. Now I'm confused, because there are 9 tunes listed for this 8x32 bar medley. Button Ben, Sir David Davidson of Cantry, Athol Brose, The Wappinshaw, The Sow's Tale, MacArthur's Road, Captain Horn, The Murray Club, and Sudmalinus. And the only other dance I found was Barbara's Jig. We could have had Barbara's Strass Bay, but we've had our 8 times for this week. This dance is for 2 couples, with a recommended recording, which starts with 2 Muriel Johnston tunes. Today we will hear those 2 tunes, plus 2 more of Muriel's, all played by Muriel, as a 4x32 bar jig. Tunes from Muriel Johnston: Off the Rails, King's Cross, Windmill Bastion, and King of Spades. On the 10th of March 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful test of a telephone. Ding Dong Bell, which just happens to be a 3-couple Strass Bay by Chris Ronald to teach the tourbillon. The dance is one of 32 in Formation Foundations, and the track is on the first Green CD. Both CDs are by Jim Lindsay and his band. We'll be right back. three tunes for Ding Dong Bell were Jim Brune of Kintillo by Angus Fitchett, The Earl of Rothes by Mary Shawbraid Brandon, and Brian Harry by Muriel Johnston. Alexander Graham Bell was definitely the bell ringer, and our last jig is 8x32 bars by Alan Davis. The dance is published in the Blackwater Collection, for which the Kragelicki Band recorded the CD in 2006.
Thank you.
Ian Armuir and the Kragelicki Band played Alex Little MC by Max Houliston, Rock Valley Jig by John Burt, Da Sooth End by Willie Hunter, and Just a Jig by Robert Black. And our final dance comes with very special greetings for a happy birthday to David Bolton, who requested his favourite tune, The Telephone Box. Is it coincidence that he shares this date with Alexander Graham Bell's invention? One of David's favourite bands is Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band, so we will finish with Zoom Into Dance from Robert's latest album for the Cheshire Branch 40th anniversary. The dance has alternating tandem reels with the corners, though the dancers only alternate on the first corner, end of bar 2, and not at the end of bar 6. Those four tunes from the Danelaw Band were The Bitter Lemon Reel by Graham Mitchell, Bill Geddes of Spey Bay by Alistair Forbes, The Telephone Box by Freeland Barber, and Kiltalitty Cottage by Alistair Fraser. And staying with the bell theme, we will play out with Waltz of the Bells, played by Stephen Carkery and Graham Bell. Been listening with you on Sunday, as it is the first session of the Sunday class after 5 years, but I'll tell you all how it went next week. Take care. Bye.